Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And a good morning. This is Harold Gunn. Our guest today is Tom Tupin. He is the sales manager for the Blue Book of Gun Values. They came out this year with their 41st edition of the Blue Book, and it is the Bible as far as gun evaluation out there worldwide, really, whether you're buying, selling, or just curious, a lot of history. Well, there's a lot to the book, and we're going to get into that with Tom, so I'm not going to give it away right now. I am going to give away one thing, though. I want you to remember that you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Yes, and during the break, we're talking about supplemental insurance. Right? But it is. I mean, that's that time of year. You know, you're getting inundated with the ads and the so on. But, you know, be careful out there, friends. And if some of you are on the Medicare like I am, even though I look so young, that supplemental is important, especially if you look at something catastrophic coming up, you know.
Without question.
But you got to shop. It's out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Obamacare didn't help us. It raised our rates.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to really get out there and pay attention for this stuff and make sure you get the right thing. Absolutely. And make sure it's accepted, too, because I think like you, I'm old school. I want to go to the doctor I want to go to.
Oh, without question.
So that's what you got to be careful about getting, too.
Right.
Yes.
Around the office, and you know, because you've heard me grumbling all week, you know, 'tis the season to be frantic when it comes to deadlines and end of year things. And, you know, it didn't make any difference whether it's real estate or the magazine or, you know, the radio show. Mm-hmm. There's just things that happen, you know.
Correct.
And people go, oh, well, I have vacation that I haven't used, so I'm taking off, you know. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You know, we're in the midst of a conversation, you know.
Yeah, right.
What about what you said you were going to send me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just...
What about that renewal?
Yeah,
there right? What about the ad contract we've been talking about for 4 months?
Right. It's also a time for all of us to share time with family and friends.
Certainly.
I understand we've got the China virus.
Well, we should be careful.
But we should be careful. But I got a neat story I got to share, and this just came up. I was married before and had a daughter.
Yes.
And, during the divorce, I said, my ex could have whatever she wanted. I just want ample time to establish and maintain a relationship with my daughter because she was very, very young when we separated. Ex-wife leaves Texas after, I was granted that.
Yeah.
My time. And then it got ugly. You know, universal child custody code. Any of you all, and there's so many that have been divorced, and particularly you dads out there where so much is put into the mother's lap. Okay. But being involved, it got ugly. And the time that Lee would come back to Texas, we spent outdoors.
Ah, okay.
Not only doing outdoors, but if we couldn't get outdoors, watching outdoor related movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lee has grown. Right. Our relationship is stronger than ever. I'm amazed at what that little girl remembered as a mom.
That's good. Sure.
And what she's sharing with the three grandkids. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she sent me a text saying, what was the movie that we watched?
Was that when you called me about that? About
yes,
Charlton Heston?
Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't Chuck Heston's movie. It was Alaska.
Okay. All right.
But it was a movie that was released in like 1975, called The Adventures of the Wilderness Family.
Oh, okay.
And it was a father, and I remember there was a scene, and he's in his convertible downtown wherever they lived, and he screamed, "We're going to get out of here, get away from the city."
Okay, right.
Well, it turned into a three-part trilogy. There was a part one, the original, then part two, part three. And I, just before we walked into the studio this morning, she sent me a note and said, that was the movie.
Oh, wonderful.
And she remembered, and it brought back so many memories. Mm-hmm. But the camping, point being, folks, we talk about the outdoors, cleansing of our own individual souls and sanity.
Right.
It works for kids in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And this is the time where you can get out and go and do. Mm-hmm. And really, you're building a foundation that you have no idea of what you may build upon it,
Right.
So, but I thought I'd pass that on.
Great when stuff comes back like that.
Oh, it is absolutely amazing.
Hey, something outdoorsy. I just ran across this, your friends, our friends at Texas Parks and Wildlife, with their magazine.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at my latest issue, and a really nice big thing on our game wardens. And the great number of women now that are among the ranks and stuff. But something was interesting. We knew that they did an awful lot of work during Hurricane Katrina across the border with our friends in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize the numbers. The wardens in their 4x4 trucks and their shallow water vessels and stuff, they went to New Orleans, and by the end, more than 100 Texas game wardens had rescued more than 5,000 people in New Orleans.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. And, on the same lines with the changing social and cultural mix that we see, having women in the outdoors as role models for the up-and-coming young
–
let me tell you, our minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, it gives that part of our culture,
Sure. And it's
someone to
it's
look
growing.
To.
It's, and those programs have been working too. It really has been growing, getting more and more people out there.
Well, and when you say that you're a game warden, you are the best of the best.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing. Hats off. And there's a lot of, females that are department heads are heading up some of the becoming an outdoor woman workshops and things of that nature.
Right.
Again, rather than a guy, trying to teach, this is a woman and they can relate. But great piece.
That helps. It's like I learned this way back in teaching, when you're teaching your children things. And you can get to a certain point with the hunting, with the fishing and so on.
Right.
Sometimes it helps accelerate the program by getting them lessons from someone else,
mm-hmm.
because the way they think about dad or mom, and they want to please us more, and it sort of also gets in the way sometime,
sure.
you know, that dynamic. So kind of think about that in training. So these programs that you can get through Parks and Wildlife and the hunter education, things like that, those are great because somebody else is teaching them. And then we reinforce that.
Exactly. I mean, they bring a different perspective.
Right.
And then maybe that son or daughter comes back and goes, hey, dad, hey, mom, mm-hmm. you know, I heard this. What do you think? You
right.
know, there's
right.
that exchange. And it just grows. It's a sharing of information. And mm-hmm. And quite honestly, that is what this time of year, you know, is all about. In fact, I was telling my mom, you know, I'm making plans to do with my grandkids and mm-hmm. daughter and her husband, you know, a year from now.
Right.
Of something, you know,
right.
to get out something different. But exciting, exciting times. We've got an exciting show headed your way, but we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We are back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for our best bets, and that's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs, and they have the professional experience to help guide you with your choices. Hunting seasons continue. Hunting seasons continue year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, you get finished hunting deer during the day, then go hunt pigs at night,
right.
you know,
or
free range exotics. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm. And when it gets hot, you know, next summer,
it's cooler at night.
It is. you're just amazed what you can do. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday as well as Monday and Tuesday are a trio of fair days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are a trio of good ones. Next Saturday is our best day of the week. Next Sunday is another good one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Tuesday and Wednesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. Look for game to be up and feeding from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Thursday and Friday, we'll see this most active period begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, December the 7th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend and on Monday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Tuesday and Wednesday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday is a three tide day with two lows and one high. Friday through next Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, it is amazing, even with the cold weather that we had earlier this week, Harold. Water temperatures on the coast still are fairly mild. You've got temperatures in the low to mid-70s in the southern part of the Texas coast. You've got water temperatures that have dropped into the mid to upper 60 in other areas. Check that temperature gauge. Fish some of the warmer waters. And don't break your neck to get out there before sunlight.
Okay.
Let it warm up a little bit, and particularly on shallow flats that are adjacent to deeper water. That's true over on Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, the upper Texas coast, including Sabine, Trinity, East Galveston, and West Galveston Bay. Out of Freeport, out of San Luis Pass, Christmas and Bastrop Bays, particularly after we've had a warm-up, is primarily a good mild weather satellite bays to fish for trout. And redfish, don't forget, redfish become the wintertime staple as they are more cold-tolerant. West Matagorda Bay along shorelines has been good. Offshore, the red snapper season, when winds allow, continue to be good. That's in state waters out to 9 nautical miles. Baffin Bay, redfish have been excellent on the flats with topwaters and live bait. Following the mullet runs, usually that's starting about mid-morning. Port Mansfield, trout and redfish have been found on the flats in deeper water around grass and potholes using soft plastics. And out of Port Isabel, speckled trout, shorelines in the flats. Redfish have been good on shrimp on the shallow flats. And flounder, again, we've not had the cold weather to really kick those fish out. So if you're looking for flounder, look around the passes and jetty areas where the flounder typically stage. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. There's years where they never really kick out into the Gulf to winter. And you can have some real nice flatfish that you can stuff with crab meat.
Yep.
And broil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty tasty.
Or you can do like some restaurants have been known to do, where you get a little round, like a cookie cutter thing, mm-hmm. on the flounder, and you cut it like that,
right.
And then you cook it up and you pretend it's scallops.
Okay. They do that, to stingrays, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some fake scallop. little trick. What's going on in our lakes?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well.
Happens to be right here. Okay. Heading to East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good working swim baits, spinners, and jigs in 3 to 5 feet of water. Conroe. Black bass are good fishing close to docks, especially on points and other drops, brush, or rock structures with worms, spinners, topwater. Live bait as a last resort when you can get the bites. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on finesse worms, spinners, skirted jigs, and chatterbaits in 8 to 24 feet. Livingston. Black bass are good staying close to drops and points and vegetation in calmer water if available. Worms, spinners, crankbaits are still your best options. Crappie are good on jigs, but deeper than previous weeks, around 18 feet. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good with some slow days forced by cold fronts. Fish crankbaits, weighted worms, Alabama rigs, spinners. Consistent spots remain drops, creeks, and brush. Crappie are good on jigs and creeks. Toledo Bend. Black bass remain good with two distinct fishing conditions. Success happens deep in the afternoon between 25 and 50 feet of the depth, mainly on spoons. Shallow, normally before noon, is a much quicker bite with Carolina and Texas rigs with some top waters. Crappie are excellent, staying mid-depth, mainly on minnows and occasionally jigs. Tyler, black bass are good on finesse worms, skirted jigs, swim baits, and crankbaits, fishing docks, shorelines, and creek mouths. Palestine, largemouth bass are good working pumpkin craws, skirted jigs, and crankbaits near boat docks, creek ledges, and rocky areas. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around bridge columns and timber near a creek or a drop-off in 15 to 25 feet. Richland Chambers, I missed a word there. Largemouth bass are good on crankbait, soft plastic, skirted jigs, and bladed spinners. Fishing near the boat docks, points, creeks, and submerged brush. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigging spoons, on flats and humps. Tawakoni. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait. Largemouth bass are good on soft plastics, crankbaits, cinkos, football jigs, and swim baits. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good on live shad. Diving birds are marking feeding schools, feeding on the surface throughout the lake, so take a peek. Whitney. Black bass are good on creek ledges, flooded timber, ridges, and drop-offs on white or blue spinners. Medium-sized shad-colored crankbaits and skirted jigs. Topwater plugs are working early in shallow areas where the shad are present.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Big Friendly Amistad Reservoir is showing some consistent fishing for fish, not necessarily lunkers, in shallow water. Bass have been good in less than 13 feet of water around rock, brush, and vegetation. Lure colors have been a bit darker and more natural, with topwaters, weighted worms, and crankbaits being good choices. Choke Canyon Reservoir. Bass are good working structure with sun and shade spots, like around timber and close to shore drops to on buzz baits, jigs, plastic worms, spinners, and rattle traps. Falcon Reservoir. All right, all y'all down the Rio Grande Valley that listen to us, white bass are good, still suspending around 18 to 25 feet with small spinners. Crappie are great, still hitting shallow brush piles on jigs. Catfish are excellent, hitting in the coves at their deepest points using live bait and stinky bait. Allen Henry continues to produce out west. They're good on topwaters. Bass are good on topwaters, crankbait, spinners, and craws. Staying close to timber and some deeper points near the dam. Coleman, bass are good between the afternoon hours around large structure and flats. With calm water, topwaters, worms, and square-billed crankbaits have been best. And finally, out west, black bass are good, continuing to stay north out of the wind, searching long drops and vegetation in less than 8 feet of water with shaky head jigs, worms, and crankbaits.
On which lake?
Ohio. Did I not say that?
Gotcha.
Guess.
Guess. Call your friends. Okay.
What'd they say? Didn't say.
All right. Let's head to the hill country. Big, beautiful Lake Buchanan. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and 25 to 35 feet of water. White bass are good on slabs near drop-offs, humps, and flats. Use sonar to locate schools of bait fish and feeding fish. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 14 to 28 feet, fishing timber, and brush piles. Canyon. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, skirted jigs, and plastic finesse worms near docks, timber, and rock piles. Smallmouth bass are good on swim baits, grubs, small cranks in 3 to 12 feet along the rock ledges and steep rocky shorelines. Medina black bass remain good fishing drops and rocks, mixing in some jerk baits with worms, crankbaits, and spinners. Waco, largemouth bass are good on skirted jigs, plastic worms, and crankbaits near the inlets, creeks, brushy or rocky shorelines, and coves.
All right, looking in hunting seasons, the first split of the North Zone regular duck and dusky duck season ends, of course, this weekend, Saturday, December 5. The North Zone Texas whitetail season continues through January 3rd, as does the Rio Grande turkey season in the North Zone. South Zone for turkey and whitetail deer in South Texas continues through January 17. High Plains Mallard Management Unit, the second split, continues through January 31, as does the light and dark goose season and the Sandhill Crane season in Zone A. Light and dark goose season in the West Zone continues to February 14, and the statewide quail season continues through February 28.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So you've been on or off the road. What have you been playing
both,
with this
both.
Week?
Both. And one of the coolest vehicles that I've driven. I was this is pretty close to the last big press event of this year before the COVID nailed everything. But the Kia Seltos, I think I must have sold 10 of these things to people I know. This is the 2021 Seltos EX all-wheel drive. It's a compact SUV. It is so neat looking. It just is. And you can really trick it out with all kinds of off-road stuff if you want to go that way. But with the all-wheel drive, you can do a lot with this little vehicle. And it's just the right size, I think, for a lot of people. Get the orange one. The colors are just cool. Anyway, it's got a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, 146 horsepower, Intelligent variable transmission, torque vectoring on all wheels with a center lock, drive mode select. I mean, you can do a lot of stuff with this little thing. A lot of driver assist technology, lane following assist, lane keeping assist, lane departure warning, driver attention warning, wake up, get some coffee, high beam assist. Certainly all the safety features you would want with airbags and on and on. Inside is really, really nice. Heated front seats, a rear camera with dynamic guidelines when you're backing up to that trailer or whatever. Nice leather cloth seating combination, remote keyless entry. Outside, just a neat looking vehicle. This one had some extra goodies. Blind spot collision warning, blind spot collision avoidance assist, rear cross traffic collision warning, rear cross traffic collision avoidance assist, power sunroof, 17-inch alloy wheels with a machine finish on it, a neat seat trim on it, a little extra addition, 10-way power driver seat, smart key, push-button start, remote start, wireless phone charging. This thing has got stuff, okay? It's got stuff. 27 miles per gallon in town, 31 on the highway, 25 grand.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a value.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And then you look at their 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. I mean, it's really a value. It really is a value. Check this thing out, because it might be all you need, you know? It's just cool looking, too. Really rides great, too. It rides very solid for its size. The 2021 Kia Seltos EX all-wheel drive.
Good report.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about gun values.
Indeed.
Blue Book Publications.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. Subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We are back, and for that Christmas special at Texas Outdoors Journal, you can also give us a call at 713-957-3997. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Colder weather
stresses
animals.
Absolutely.
All right. The rut's going on.
Right.
Does are trying to get away from the bucks until they're ready.
And the bucks are trying to get them.
That's right. So that stresses them as well. So you just need to have your fortified cottonseed available. It is amazing, the photographs and the results that are showing up. And, of course, Harold, you like fortified cottonseed.
Because the raccoons and the pigs don't eat it. That's fascinating.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
Okay, listen up.
Good grief.
Okay. And Bob's like, what are that, friends, is the sound of the 41st edition Blue Book of Gun Values, and our guest is Tom Tupin, the sales manager. Tom, you guys are selling this thing by the pound now, aren't you?
Absolutely. It weighs in at just over 4 pounds with 2,512 pages.
I mean, it's just amazing. And there's the old school people like me. I like the book. I know all your stuff is available online. You know, just something about the book, thumbing through it. But of course, what we got to do first is this one is a tribute. It's in memoriam to our good friend Steve Fiestad, who was the founder of this, the publisher, the editor, and we lost him last year unexpectedly and really shortly after he did our annual radio interview last year, bless his heart. Quite a guy, just an absolute legend in the industry. Give us a bit of a background, you know, on Steve and actually, you know, the founding of Blue Book.
Oh, absolutely. So I think you put it into words perfectly that he was an absolute legend. You know, he touched a lot of lives across the industry, and that's really what he was known for, was his ability to network and bring people together. And that's really what made Blue Book what it is today. He took over the Blue Book manuscript in the early 80s. He actually started on the third edition and grew it into what it is today because he had that natural knack for a sales ability, bringing people together and finding the right people to bring information to the book. Throughout the 90s, he really developed what it is today based off of the ability to grade a firearm using our PPGS, or the photo percentage grading system. And that was created in the early 90s because he was always talking to people on the phone, trying to figure out what their gun looked like. And one of his famous quotes was, well, you know, I don't know what your gun looks like. Can you hold it up to the telephone?
And now you can.
That's where the PPGS came from, was, right, you know, the ability to have somebody, a layman, look at their firearm and be able to accurately grade what it was.
Well, that gets the old bit about, you know, NRA good or NRA new or blah, 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 and you go, huh? But you don't. But like I say, with this system, and that's several beautiful color pages in the book, that this is what it is. This is an 80% or this is a 20%, you know, that kind of thing. Because what Steve always said, the most important thing on a firearm as far as its value is condition.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that I, over the years of us visiting with Steve and looking at the Blue Book, is it's a reference. I mean, it is truly an information source, not only for the cataloging of conditions, but what you should or should not do when you're talking about collectible firearms. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's right. Information. A lot of people say, oh, well, I'm going to take this and have something done to it. I'm going to bring it back like new.
No.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes you'll get some beaters, I'll say that you can do that with. You know, you have some things that are so worn, but okay, now maybe you want to play with it. There's some great people doing restorations now, right? I mean, like Doug Turnbull is just famous for what he does. Right, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. And there's definitely nothing wrong with bringing a shooter back to life. But in any area of collectability, whether it be firearms or vintage furniture or coins, you don't want to strip something original from it if it still is in a lasting condition.
Right. Good honest wear. Good honest wear.
Drive the line.
Yeah.
That, you know, those are great words to live by. Mm-hmm. And Harold, you were talking about, you like I, like to have the book.
Right.
But this is also a version, a digital version, online version.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, talk about that. Let's, you know, let's do a little sales pitch here, Tom. Talk about how to get the book or how to get the online or, you know, what's the procedure that people go through?
Absolutely. So these are both available on our website, bluebookofgunvalues.com. And whether you like a hard copy print, because you can take it to a gun show where, you know, you don't need Wi-Fi to read a book. But if you prefer to look online, we have a huge repository of information that goes above and beyond the book itself. $34.95 a year or $3.95 a month, you get unlimited access to our entire database, thousands of colored images. You get the ability to build your own collection. So it goes above and beyond what the book can offer. But it's a little more intangible, so to speak, where you can hold a physical book in your hand. So we
sure
have options for everybody.
Now, I'm gathering the online is something that's being continually upgraded, though, right? Things are added to it through that throughout the year.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with the craziness in the gun market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Things are all over the board because there's a lot of panic buying going on in the market. We're doing monthly updates to our values and information. So whereas the book is printed annually and you get all of the updates on a yearly basis with a printed book, you get up-to-date monthly updates on our database if you're a subscriber.
Well, yeah, Tom, you've just raised some points that'll be perfect in our next segment.
Yeah, correct.
So if
correct
you would, hold on, folks, stick around as well. We'll continue our conversation on the Blue Book of Gun Values right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting? And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Tom Tupin, sales manager of the Blue Book of Gun Values.
Great stuff. Yeah.
All right, I got a question because, you know, they say we're an aging population. We're getting older.
Speak for yourself.
Right. Maybe we get granddad or grandmother's, you know, favorite mm-hmm shotgun or
right
whatever coming on. You inherit and get some firearms mm-hmm from prior generations.
Right.
Tom, are you seeing any trends? You talk about the increasing values because of, you know, the state of the world now. Are you seeing any particular area that is seeing increases?
Well, I think the listeners will probably agree if they stop by a local gun shop and look at prices or what's even available. The biggest rise in demand in prices, what we're seeing, is anything in the self-defense category. Modern sporting rifles, handguns, pistols or revolvers, home defense style shotguns. Those are the biggest market gains right now that we're seeing.
Well, looking at antiques, I was nosing around. I'm always nosing around. But at one point, you know, good old Colt single action started really increasing in value, and then they flattened out, and then they dropped a bit, and then they started coming back. Any reason why those trends are just the marketplace? I mean, just people get interested and then they don't?
Yeah, it's a little bit of varying curiosity. I think right now, with the rise in interest in guns in general, You're not seeing as great of a rise in some of the collectible and antique markets because there is a large glut of inventory. As you mentioned, there is a aging population also in that side of the collector arena, and so the demand is also being met with quite a bit of inventory. So I'm not seeing a dive in prices in those areas, but I would say it's either plateaued or it's a very slow rise.
Well, one thing I'm working on for a future soon issue of Texas Outdoors Journal magazine is buying and selling online. And I had some, you know, recent experience during the summer on that. But if you're sitting there looking at it, and you got really good auction houses that do really good work, really good pictures, they give you a really good estimate and so on. But it helps, too. You got your blue book here, and you can open the thing up, and you can do the comparisons, like you say, with the pictures, and get a much better idea, you know, on values as you prepare yourself to buy or sell, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that the Blue Book really stands out about is a lot of the really odd firearms that you don't come across every day. You can do a Google search on some of these, and you're not going to come up with a whole lot of data. But we have a huge repository of data, and above and beyond values, it's a huge historical record on these firearms. So you can find out information about guns that you really can't find anywhere else.
I mean, maybe like, so like that gyrojet I always wanted? Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Tom, let me ask you this. I've done a bit of investing in artwork over the years, and the, you know, suggestion is you buy what you like, you
right.
know.
Right.
When it comes to firearms, is that a similar philosophy to follow? Or, you know, is there maybe something that are guns a good investment for the future? Buy it, put them away, and wait for appreciation.
I think there are definitely some merits to that. There are a lot of different pockets in the gun collecting area that really have exploded in values. Not everything. So while I do agree, buy what you like, because, I mean, you can't take it with you, so you're going to enjoy it while you have it.
Right.
But also pay attention to what other people like, too, because what other people like is also driving the demand. So if you see you know, what other people are getting into collecting, maybe keep an extra eye on that and follow some of those trends as well.
Well, my personal habits have always been, though, because I love to shoot. And so I started, you know, buying things that I liked and did really well as far as appreciation on some stuff. You know, down through the years, I've bought and sold a few things. But started off with what I liked. That's, I think, a great place for a lot of people to begin. And then I also found out, too, though, is I didn't want to have anything that I couldn't shoot. So I had a couple of commemoratives, you know, like way back. And the minute you shoot those, the value goes right down the drain anyway. But also, so many companies, Colt did it, Winchester did it, they manufactured collectibles is what they were really trying to do. And so there's so many commemoratives out there, and those things have never increased very good in value.
Yeah, that's because they're trying to create the market in that sense. And we get a lot of people inquiring about some of those commemoratives.
Yeah.
And it's become sort of a flooded market when they intentionally create something to become a collectible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you see areas like the Colt single actions and now the Colt double actions are becoming super popular because, first of all, they were an everyday person's gun. And everybody could get their hands on them, but they were so iconic throughout American history
right.
that everybody was interested in them.
That's why I'm irritated right now of the 2 6-inch nickel pythons I let go through my hands many years ago.
Real quick, we got about a minute before we're out of time, Tom. But, you know, back in the day when Harold was a young man, before I was born, you know, there was military surplus firearms.
Yes.
That and we're not seeing much of that, you know, as much now. But the World War II, Korea, you know, early Vietnam era, is that still a market? Is there still availability? Or is it really secondary market and for traders?
Oh, it's definitely now a secondary market for the most part because that's a lot of the stuff that even the millennial generation has come up appreciating with their parents collecting and their grandparents collecting, and that market is getting harder and harder to find a good deal on. Those are very iconic, not only American and foreign firearms, but you're seeing exponential rises in prices. Even something like a Mosin Nagant, where you could go to any pawn shop or gun store and get for $50 to $75, even those are going for well over $300 for a, you know, okay condition variation.
Yeah, real quick, too, I would be remiss, because I remember years ago when Steve sent me a book on pool cues. Run down real quick some of the names, the other things you've got. People need to go online and look at this. Obviously, we're talking about the 51st anniversary Blue Book of Gun Values, but you guys also have some other books out there.
Well, I would say first and foremost would be the second edition Blue Book of Antique American Firearms and Values, which covers American firearms pre-1900, which is huge to have in your repertoire if you're an avid gun collector throughout all sectors. But we have books specifically on AR-15s. We are just now releasing the 13th edition Blue Book of Air Guns. We're ramping up to launch another Blue Book of Modern Black Powder. We have our ammo encyclopedia, so if you're interested in a lot of the specifications and history behind different cartridges, and we're very big into the cold collecting side of things. Obviously, many of your listeners know about the Seven Serpents and our Colt Python books and a large repertoire of Colt products.
Okay, real quick, Tom. Time has caught us. What's the website?
Bluebookofgunvalues.com. And make sure your listeners write down code CHRISTMAS20 for 20% off most of our products and online subscriptions.
I love it, CHRISTMAS20. Thank you, Tom. We have to get out of here, but appreciate your time. And tell all the folks up there hello for us, okay?
All right, will do. Thank you so much, guys.
You bet. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What you got, Harold?
Well, this portion of the show, by the way, is brought to you by Hybrid Light, friends, just in time for Christmas. They are the official mobile lighting provider now of Texas Outdoor News Radio. And for our listeners and friends, they have a special just in time for the holidays. These products charge with USB or wall plug or any light source, not just the sun, any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. They can also be used to charge your phone and other devices. They're very versatile, and for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, just go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, at the discount code, just add in Texas20. Again, that's 20% off everything and free same-day delivery at hybridlight.com. Checking things out through December 13th, the Mule Deer General Season, Trans-Pecos area. Also the 13th, Mule Deer General Season, Brewster, Pecos, Terrell Counties. Through January 31, the Sandhill Crane Season. And, go hunting. Take the family and take them in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Tell you what, for Christmas?
Yeah, we've
the Blue Book of Gun Values is a great gift.
Yeah, Christmas 20, like you said. Yeah. Go to their website, bluebookofgunvalues.com, and type in Christmas 20, 20% off. That's fabulous.
Well, speaking of Christmas gifts, beginning on next week's show, we're going to go shopping.
Are we?
Yes. We're gonna come up with not only the big gifts, but then we're going to get to the crunch, you know, when I got to balance it out. And then we'll do our annual stocking stuffer.
There we go.
So we're going to give you some ideas on how to spend your money.
Like hybrid lights. Yeah. Do remember that, too. Hybridlight.com, and just type in on checkout Texas 20, and that's 20% off and free same-day shipping. Quite a deal.
Absolutely.
I'm getting the spirit right now. Ho, 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 ho. You're playing with your phone. You're going to play a Christmas carol or something.
No. Actually, I'm just, you know, keeping up with what the rest of the world is doing while we're having fun.
That's why you were frowning earlier.
No, the other phone was acting up.
All right. Anyway, do remember, friends, bluebookofgunvalues.com and hybridlight.com. Great values out there, and just some really interesting stuff and really good products, or we wouldn't be talking about them, all right? Do remember, the Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by another great product, and that's those wonderful Ford trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check us out online at texasoutdoornews.com. We're also on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and now iTunes. Hey, we just got, we're everywhere. And places like that that you can like us, that just helps build the audience and spread the word. So again, be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field. So you can join us again next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.